Here's what you need to know. A company that has never been in a hurry just spent a very large amount of money to build the future of its airplanes out of plastic and carbon fiber. I'm Tower, and this is Otis on Radio Hangar, the information service for the working pilot. Let's get into it. Pilatus Aircraft, the outfit tucked into the town of Stans in central Switzerland, has opened a brand new composite manufacturing center. The price tag is 100 million Swiss francs in American money. That's about $123 million. And this reporting comes to us from Aerotime, who covered the opening. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, a factory building in Switzerland, why does that land on a pilot's news show? Stay with me, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. And the story here is about where general aviation airplanes are going and what they're going to be made of when they get there. Before we go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's talk about Pilatus. Because to understand why this building matters, you have to understand who's putting it up. If the name doesn't ring a bell, the airplanes will Pilatus builds the PC-12. That's the single-engine turboprop you've seen parked at nice ramps everywhere, the tall one with the pointed nose and the big cargo door in the back. Owner-flown, corporate-flown, flown by air ambulance crews and skydive operators and the Royal Flying Doctor Service in Australia. It is arguably the most successful single-engine turboprop in the history of the category. They've built well over 1,900 of them. They also build the PC-24. That's their light business jet. The one they call a super versatile jet, because it'll do something almost no other jet will do. It'll land on a dirt strip or a grass strip or a short runway that a comparable jet wouldn't touch. And on the military side, they build the PC-21, a turboprop trainer that air forces around the world use to teach people how to fly fast jets without burning fast jet money to do it. So this is not a garage operation. This is a serious airplane company with a serious backlog. And that backlog is exactly the point. Here's why they're building this thing. When Pilatus talks about this new composite center, the word they keep coming back to is capacity. They are preparing for higher production rates and preparing for the next generation of aircraft, where more and more of the airplane is not aluminum, it's carbon fiber composite. Let me explain what that actually means, because this is where it stops being a business story and starts being an airplane story. For most of the last 100 years, the airplane you and I fly was made of aluminum sheet metal, riveted over a frame. It's a beautiful, well-understood technology. We know how aluminum cracks. We know how it corrodes. We have decades of inspection procedures built around it. When you pull the cowling and look for cracks, or when your mechanic does a careful eddy current check on a suspect area, that whole world of knowledge is built on metal, but composites are a different animal. You take carbon fibers, incredibly strong, incredibly light, and you lay them up in a mold, and you bond them together with resin and cure the whole thing under heat and pressure. What you get is a structure that can be lighter than metal, stronger in the directions you want it strong, and formed into smooth, complex shapes that would take a small army of riveters to reproduce in aluminum. Think about the airplanes that are already mostly composite. The Cirrus SR-22, the Diamond airplanes, on the big iron side, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner and the Airbus A350 are both built with composite fuselages and wings as a matter of course. This is not experimental anymore. This is how modern airframes get built. And now Pilatus, a company famous for being conservative, famous for not doing anything until it's absolutely sure, is putting $123 million into the ground to do more of it. When Pilatus moves deliberately toward composites, that tells you which way the wind is blowing for the whole industry. This affects you if you fly, own, or plan to buy any modern general aviation airplane, because the airplane that replaces the one you're flying now is more likely to be composite than the one you learned on. And that changes a few things you should understand. Let me walk you through what it actually means for the person listening. First, weight and performance composite. Let's a manufacturer take weight out of the structure, and every pound you take out of structure is a pound you can put back into fuel, or payload, or range. That's not marketing. That's just physics working in your favor. Lighter structure, same strength, better numbers on the performance chart. Second, shape. Composite lets you build the smooth, drag-reducing curves that are hard and expensive to bang out of sheet metal. Cleaner airflow means less drag, and less drag means speed and efficiency you didn't have to pay for with more horsepower. Third, and this is the one that matters for the long haul, corrosion. Carbon fiber does not corrode the way aluminum does. If you've ever owned an airplane that lived near saltwater, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know the dread of pulling an inspection panel. Composites change that math. They bring their own concerns, and I'll get to those. But the old enemy, corrosion, loses a lot of its teeth. Now let me flag the other side of the ledger, because I'm not here to sell you carbon fiber, I'm here to tell you what it means. Composites fail differently than metal, and in some ways, they fail in ways that are harder to see. When aluminum takes a hit or starts to fatigue, it often shows you a dent, a crack, a wrinkle. Composite damage can hide. You can have a delamination inside the layers of the structure where the plies have separated and the outside surface looks perfectly fine. A ramp rash ding that you'd shrug off on a metal airplane can on a composite mean damage underneath that you cannot see with your eyeballs. This is why composite airplanes come with very specific guidance about damage, about temperature limits, about how the structure is repaired. A composite repair is not a job for somebody guessing. It's a job for somebody trained in that specific material and that specific procedure, following the manufacturer's data to the letter. The good news is the manufacturers know this, and the training and the inspection methods have matured a great deal. But as a pilot, and especially as an owner, you need to respect that a composite airplane is not just a metal airplane in a different color, it has its own rules. And here's the practical takeaway. If you're doing a pre-flight on a composite airplane or thinking about buying one on the used market, that surface matters more than you might think. Learn what a delamination looks like. Learn what surface crazing in the finish can indicate. Ask about hangar history and heat exposure, because composites and long-term high heat are not friends. Get a pre-buy done by somebody who actually knows the type. The same discipline you'd bring to a logbook review on a metal airplane, you bring to the structure itself on a composite one. Let me bring this back to stands, because there's a bigger picture in that factory that's worth sitting with for a minute. Building composite structures well is genuinely hard. It is not like cutting and riveting metal, where a skilled sheet metal worker can do beautiful work at a bench. Composite manufacturing is closer to a science lab than a machine shop. You're controlling temperature, you're controlling humidity, you're controlling the exact way the fibers are laid, the exact cure cycle in the autoclave, the cleanliness of the whole environment. A speck of contamination or a bad cure can compromise a part in ways you can't just eyeball and fix. So when Pilatus spends this kind of money, a big chunk of it is not just floor space, it's the controlled environment, the automated layup equipment, the ovens, and the autoclaves, and the quality systems to make sure every part that comes out of that building is exactly what the drawing says it should be. That's what $123 million buys. Not just room to build more, the ability to build more consistently to a standard that a certified airplane demands. And that word, capacity, tells you something about the market too. You don't spend this kind of money to build more airplanes unless you believe people are going to buy more airplanes. The turboprop single market and the light jet market have been strong. The PC-12 and the PC-24 have order books that stretch out. Pilatus is betting real money that demand for high-end general aviation aircraft is going to keep climbing, and they're building the industrial base to meet it before they need it, not after. That's the confident move. That's a company that has decided where the puck is going and is skating there now. Now, is any of this going to change your flying tomorrow morning? No. If you're going out to fly your Cessna 172 or your Piper this weekend, this factory in Switzerland does not touch your pre-flight. I want to be honest about that. This is not a safety bulletin. There's no airworthiness directive here, nothing you need to act on, but this is the kind of news that tells you where general aviation is heading over the next 10 and 20 years. The next generation of airplanes is going to be lighter, cleaner, and increasingly made of materials that behave nothing like the aluminum most of us learn to fly behind. The skills of inspecting and caring for those airplanes are going to shift with them, and the manufacturers who invested early in knowing how to build composites well are the ones who are going to be standing when that transition finishes. Pilatus just told you with $123 million that they intend to be one of those manufacturers. So here's what I'd leave you with. Pay attention to what airplanes are made of, not just what they can do. When you go to a fly-in this summer and you're walking the rows, take a closer look at the composite airplanes. Notice how few panel lines there are. Notice the shapes that metal could never make. That's not styling. That's the future of the airframe, sitting right there on the grass. That story on the Pilatus Composite Center comes to us from the reporting at AeroTime, and I'd point you to them for the full details on the opening. You can find us anytime at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Keep your eyes outside, keep your scan moving, and I'll see you on the next one.